On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Okay, Danny, I'd like to start the show off with, we got an actual email. Can you believe that? From anybody.
Somebody knows who we are enough to email us?
Well, yeah, this person instant messaged us on Facebook, and we said something on the show a couple of weeks back about Alcatraz, and we made some jokes, goofing around, no big deal, and Gary Shea from New England and Alcatraz got back to us.
Really? The bass player?
The bass player. Bass player extraordinaire. I talked about the first Alcatraz show we ever went to, and we talked about New England a little bit, so I'm going to read you what he wrote to me just to dispel some rumors out there in his own words. He says...
That's awesome.
Yep, he says, "Hi, Mark, thanks for mentioning us in your trivia podcast. Three things. The country club gig with Alcatraz was the first gig, and it was recorded live with Jim Ladd as a national broadcast. No pressure there. Yngwie didn't try to kick anyone. He was trying to get his cord away from groping hands." Yeah, because I said Yngwie was going to be, looked like he was kicking people. He was right in front of me. He was pretty angry. I don't think he made contact with anybody's face, anything like that. But yeah, people were reaching for his cord, so he just wanted to set the record straight there.
All right, that makes sense. I mean, I would be pissed if somebody was trying to grab my cord or grab my guitar or whatever. You're up on stage, you're trying to play, you're trying to give a good show, and you don't want to be worried about somebody pulling the cord out of your guitar.
Yeah, and the fact that it's being broadcast on Jim Ladd's show and it's a national broadcast, if your cord comes out.
Yeah, not good.
No, it's going to be crap. All right, the next thing he pointed out, because we said that, I said that he was fired from Alcatraz, Graham Bonnet. He says Graham has quit Alcatraz, and he doesn't want to play heavy music anymore and wants to play pop with his girlfriend. So we said that he got kicked out, and we made jokes that, that we were saying, Jimmy Waldo is taking over the band, and you said that, but we were just kidding around. Like, we have any information on any of this. We're just two guys yapping about music we like.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says, "We didn't fire him, but we plan on continuing the band, that's Alcatraz, with Doogie White on vocals." And if you know anything about Doogie White, he's been around forever. He was in Rainbow and lots of different bands. The guy's a total pro.
Yeah, he's great. The stuff I've heard, he's... kind of reminds me of Joe Lynn Turner, that he's been around a lot of bands. Same with Joe Lynn Turner. He's a total pro. Does what he does. Awesome.
Yeah, he keeps getting hired the last 30 years, so the guy's good. So he says, "Many bands have changed singers from Sabbath to Van Halen. Music is always a liquid state, and... it's not that Jimmy thinks he's Alcatraz or anything like that." That was Danny's joke. We were just joking. Jimmy, we love you. We're just kidding.
Absolutely.
We will let the new music we have speak for itself. Hope it's all going well. Stay safe. Cheers. That was kind of nice, huh?
Yeah, that's cool.
See, he reached out.
Yeah, anybody that takes us too seriously, I don't want to offend anybody, but, we're just joking around. The only way information we have is from online and from magazines, and we certainly have our opinions from being fans of this music for, 45 years?
So yeah.
It's all coming from a place of love and respect, so I appreciate him reaching out and, straightening things out for us. That's awesome.
That's cool, and for the couple hundred people listening to that show, they're interested in Alcatraz and New England and all that stuff, so it's kind of nice to hear from somebody in the business. And I did kind of mention, I'd love a new brand new New England album. But he said John is John is retired. And he's not going to be playing music anymore. So the only thing we can have to listen to, Alcatraz does have a new album out, and go check that out. But there's going to be no New England albums in the, ever, probably, which is sad because they are super talented.
Oh, yeah, that was a great band. Way, way underrated and totally flew under the radar, which should have, the radar should have picked them up because they were awesome.
Yeah. Oh, well, but there's still a lot of great music out there. So we're going to change gears a little bit here because we just got the list of nominees for the next class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Shame. I mean, fame.
Yeah, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Come on.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. We do not.
Yeah, I just have an issue with them that they're too America-centric, and now they're trying to get too broad in the definition of rock and roll. They're trying to put everybody in from African-influenced music to hip-hop to country. I mean, it's all over the place now.
It seems like they're trying to be the Music Hall of Fame, which is not what fans of rock want. We want a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and you know, some of the people, I mean, yeah, okay, they're famous, they're great musicians in their own right, but they don't belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they're just trying to put, I guess they're trying to put a bunch of diverse people in there so they'll have more people visit their museum in Cleveland. Now, the people who nominate and the people who run the museum, I think, are two separate entities, but they're just turning people off who really love rock music. They're saying, oh, these guys don't have a clue. Because they nominated a bunch of people, and some of them are deserving for sure. Some of them are too early, but they have so many other people they could put in that have been on the not even on the ballot for years. So Danny and I are going to go over the list of people who are nominated this year, and we're going to give you our thoughts.
And with this list, if you were a true rock fan and you voted only for rock acts, I don't think you could come up with five.
You could, but it'd be tough.
Could that's one, two, three, maybe six would be considered rock in the broad sense of the term. But that's it. The others, not even a chance. So we'll go through the list and see what we think here.
All right. And Danny's got a message from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame right now.
Yeah, my brother.
Yeah, apparently he's a voter now, right?
Yeah, not even. He listens to the show and he goes, Dan, why do you know this stuff? I'm like, I just do.
I don't know. We don't get it either. That's why we talk to each other and hopefully somebody else understands what the hell we're talking about.
Exactly. Gary Shea does. So
thank you, Gary.
That's all we care about. All right. So let's start with this list of, there are, 16 nominees in this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'll just go through the list as they present them. The first one is the New York Dolls.
All right, comments?
They seem like I would certainly vote for them. They were the original glam rock, I think. You know, them and Slade's probably earlier than them. But New York Dolls, you talk to anybody that's in that genre of music, and they were definitely an influence. So I would vote for them.
Yeah, in terms of, because the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame plays that influence card, which obviously you can't really monetize, but you can't see the numbers like you can in sales. They like to stay away from sales and think about influence. Okay, New York Dolls, yes, influential to the punk movement for sure. They were probably the second glam band from the U.S., that got signed. The first one was Alice Cooper, who were much bigger. And Alice, I believe, is in already, so it's not a big deal, I think. But for me, the New York Dolls, they didn't sell any records. Influence, yes, but I wouldn't vote for them. That's just me.
I mean, I like a couple of their songs. You know, they seem like, to me, it's very much early. It would be like a early version of Hanoi Rocks.
Oh, for sure. But I love Hanoi Rocks much better. But, yeah, definitely influenced the Hanoi Rocks for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would vote for them based on what else is available.
The crap on the list?
Yeah. The five that I would choose from, they would make the list because the other, what, the other 11? No. All right, so next one is Jay-Z. Thoughts on that?
Not rock and roll. Yeah, great rap artist. Close. Hip-hop Hall of Fame, absolutely. Rock, yeah. Well, the only thing rock, yeah, he sampled Billy Squier's The Big Beat. That's about it. No, well, no way.
Yeah, that definitely doesn't qualify as being rock, or most hip-hop artists would then become rock because they've all sampled Kiss, Van Halen, Billy Squier, all them.
For sure.
Yeah, Jay-Z would not get one of my votes for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Same with the next person, Chaka Khan.
Yeah, great singer. Oh, fantastic singer. Rufus and Chaka Khan were kind of a rock funk thing, a little bit, for sure. Is it just Chaka Khan, or is it Chaka Khan or Rufus?
Nope, just Chaka Khan.
Yeah, she was more of a pop dance person. So, yeah, I'd say no, too, even though she's a terrific singer.
Yeah. Yeah, again, if we're making this about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, this would not be, she would not get my vote.
Yeah, so far I got nobody, and you got the New York Dolls so far. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So the next one, I don't even know who this is, the Fela Kuti.
And he is leading the fan vote.
You're kidding.
And I never heard of this guy. Apparently he's some Afro-type music. It's not rock and roll. He's never been on the charts. Maybe he's a fantastic musician. I don't know. There's a problem. If nobody knows who the guy is.
I think he's probably leading the fan vote as, you know, sarcastically. People are voting for him to show him this is a bunch of crap. Now, granted, the fan vote ends up being only one of the votes counted along with the other people that actually get a real vote. So the fan vote is very much diluted. I don't even know who this is, and I haven't looked him up to see, you know, is he does he have a ton of songs that people have covered? No, that we have no idea who this is, but I've never heard of him.
Never heard of him. You know what? If we've never heard of him, he shouldn't get anybody's vote. He could be the most talented musician out there, but you got to be known. Come on, people.
Well, it is a Hall of Fame. It's not Hall of Fame. Fame is in the word. If the guy has no fame at all, I don't get it at all. Yeah, they're way. I would have had a completely different list of 16.
Oh, definitely. So he gets, that's a no for both of us there. Even though the guy might be terrific, we just never heard of the guy.
The next one is Dionne Warwick. again, fantastic singer. She's had some major, huge hits, but again, not really rock and roll. She's not even close. I mean, she's had some pop songs and R&B and that.
But. Oh, yeah. Amazing singer. Lots of hits. But, yeah, there's nothing. I'm sorry. It's like kind of like Chaka Khan. I think Dionne Warwick had more hits than Chaka Khan.
Oh, yeah. She was huge in the 70s. Huge.
And we know the songs, but rock and roll? Not really. Great singer.
Yeah.
Music Hall of Fame? For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Next one, LL Cool J. Again, kind of in the same boat with Jay-Z as far as I'm concerned. You know, he's had a lot of hits in his genre, but that's not the rock and roll genre. So, you know, the Hip Hop Hall of Fame, if that even exists, he should be one of the first ones in.
Oh, yeah. I'm a fan. I love old school rap music and hip hop. I have some of his albums. Think he's terrific, but he's not rock and roll. Sorry.
Yeah, that's going to be the idea for most of these, I think. The next one here is Mary J. Blige. Same exact argument.
Great singer.
Yeah, she's a great singer, great artist, huge, huge talent, lots of hits, but not one rock thing about her.
Nope. Sorry. I haven't found anybody to vote for yet. Got nobody.
All right, well, maybe the next one you'll vote for it. This is the Go-Go's.
Yes, I saw the Go-Go's documentary again, and I would vote for the Go-Go's, the first all-female band that wrote their own music to go number one.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, they made their mark.
Oh, yeah, they were a big, big deal in the 80s. If you were around in the 80s, their one album they had was enormous. I mean, it was a smash. Huge songs. I mean,
they went,
and again, they wrote their own songs, and that was kind of a big deal because all the girl groups before them, they just wrote, they just sang what the other people wrote for them.
Yeah, well, they were more like vocal groups. They weren't even bands, because the all-female bands before them, you had a group called Fanny. I think they wrote their own music. Actually, the guitar player in that band was great. You had the Runaways. They wrote their own music, some of their own music. Their music was okay, but the Go-Go's just blew it out of the water. They hit the stratosphere.
Yeah, they were a lot more pop than like the Runaways.
Which is funny, because they were a total punk band before, and they were awful when they were a punk band. Then they wrote We Got the Beat and Our Lips Are Sealed, both written by different members of that band. Both huge hits. Yeah, all that stuff. They had lots of hits. And then they kind of burned out in the late 80s, and poof, they were gone.
Yeah, definitely a shooting star. But with the rest of what's left, we have 8 more left. I don't think the Go-Go's will get my vote.
Okay, well, they get mine. But, so I got one. You got the New York Dolls for one of your votes, and I got the Go-Go's. Okay.
Yeah. The next one, Kate Bush. I'm not sure why she's even on this list. I mean, she's like with that Fela Kuti guy. I mean, yeah, she's more popular. I know who she is. I don't know any of her music, but definitely not get my vote.
Yeah, Kate Bush, huge star in Europe. In the United States, she had a hit with Running Up That Hill, and she had a hit with Peter Gabriel. They did a duet. That was the only thing she did in the U.S. But yeah, outside the U.S., big star. But what I remember about her the most is she was on Saturday Night Live once, and she sang a song, and the chorus went, "Rolling the ball, rolling the ball." And she was like a ballerina. She was rolling the ball. And I went, no. I like Running Up That Hill, one song. Sorry, yep. Kate. There's a lot of other people out there. Pat Benatar is much bigger than she was, not even nominated this year.
Yeah, that is a shame. Pat Benatar should absolutely be on there, but the list of who should be there is like hundreds long, so that's a whole nother episode.
Yep, that's true.
Okay, the next one on here, another person that actually was going to get my vote is Carole King. If you saw the musical Beautiful, you kind of saw a little bit of her early career, and she wrote so many songs, and, you know, she was, I don't know that she'd be considered really rock, but a lot of the stuff she, I don't know what other genre you'd put it in, maybe pop, but soft rock, you know, Carole King, she's married to James Taylor.
No, that's Carly Simon.
Carole King wasn't married to Paul,
No.
She wasn't? I thought she was.
I don't think, you know what, I'm not an expert, but I'm sure it was Carly Simon was married to James Taylor.
Well, I know that. Huh. Okay, well, anyway, she's a huge, huge talent. She was she was known for her one album, Tapestry. That was the late 70s. That was like the Peter Frampton album. Everybody owned it.
It's a great album. There's some monster hits on that album.
Absolutely.
So Far Away, It's Too Late. Yeah, that album was huge, and that album was influential. Great song. She's already in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. More of a pop singer, not really rock and roll, but this list is slim, so I'm marginal on that one. Once we go, she's on my maybe list.
She gets your sixth vote, right?
Yeah, well, we'll see who else comes up, because if there's nobody else that comes up any good, she's going to slide right in there for me.
Well, all right, so the next person on the list is Todd Rundgren, and I actually think he would get another one of my votes. He may not have some huge hits. He has huge hits that you may not know are actually him, or he played on and you don't know it's him, or he produced it, or he wrote it, but he has been deep in the music industry for so long, and he's been all over it, that I think he would get one of my votes.
Huge hits, Hello, It's Me, I Saw the Light. He was in different bands, produced a lot of people, wrote with a lot of people, yeah, he gets my vote because he's been around so long and he's been a part of so many different people's careers. Plus, the list is slim, and yeah, I'm voting for Todd, so Todd gets my second vote for sure.
Yeah, he just was unbelievable, the stuff that he produced. Not only just as a songwriter or a performer, but the producer side also. All right, so that's, I guess that's three for me, and what, 2.5 for you?
Yeah, 2.5.
All right, the next one is Tina Turner. I have a hard time with this one. I mean, and she's huge, of course. She's probably one of the biggest names on this list. So I'm sure she's going to get a lot of votes. But again, she's a lot more pop and R&B than she is rock and roll.
Yep, for sure. She's already in. She's in with Ike, her husband. Ike and Tina Turner is already in. So that's, yeah. And Tina's a monster. She's a rock singer too. So she's one of those maybes for me. But I may not vote for it just because she's already in.
But yeah.
Still a great singer. So, woo, I got some maybes here. Two maybes already.
Well, you're gonna have to step up here because we've only got four left.
Oh, damn you.
Yeah.
Okay.
The next four are, they're more, well, I don't know. We'll see. The next band is Devo.
Dun, 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 dun.
Which, yeah, I mean, everybody knows Whip It. It's certainly not a rock song, more techno. They're more of a techno band, but I like them. They're fine, but I don't know that they would really be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but Whippet's a really cool song.
Well, in the past, the band Kraftwerk has been on the list and has never gotten in. Kraftwerk was a one-hit wonder from Germany, and they predate Devo. Devo took what Kraftwerk kind of did and became a much more popular. So I'm going to vote for Devo.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough vote. I might pull it back, though.
Well, that's your third vote, your third official vote. You still had half for Carole King and Tina Turner. So
yeah, so I know. Yeah,
I'm not voting for Devo. They would be my sixth or seventh vote, I guess.
I might change my mind.
Yeah. The next one absolutely gets one of my votes. No question. They would be my number one vote, would be Iron Maiden.
Check.
As you know, I was a fan of them back after their first album. I remember you showed me their first album. I was like, what the hell is this? Put it on, and that was it. You know, I was one of these that couldn't believe when Paul Di'Anno left. I thought, oh, man, the band is over. But then, nah, Bruce is the man.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a huge fan of Steve Harris. You know, I don't know how many times I've seen them. I've seen them 3 or 4 times with their, you know, the classic lineup of the five of them. Plus, I've seen them, I guess, once or twice with Yannick Gers. But, yeah, huge, huge band. They're totally my number one to get in this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And what these people don't realize is Iron Maiden should have been in years ago. They're a stadium worldwide band. They don't play clubs. They play stadiums in South America, Central America, in the United States, in Asia. I mean, Europe. They're huge. And the United States, small. They'll play like the Staples Center. They'll play big places here.
They play a lot. Last time I saw them was one of the sheds. It was an outdoor arena, like one of the places that has a lawn on the outside, kind of like Meriwether Post, but a little bit bigger, in Camden, New Jersey. That was the last time I saw them. They were doing the reprise of the Seventh Son album, but awesome band. So
yeah, they're number one on my list.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's not that many hard rock bands on this list, so maybe Iron Maiden's got a shot if these people have any clue. Yeah, I saw them 3 times, each time with a different lead singer. So,
well, once we get through the whole list, we'll go see what the current standings are for at least the vote, the fan vote.
Okay.
See where we are. The next band, I don't know about this. It's the Foo Fighters. Now, I love the Foo Fighters. I think their stuff is great. You know, I have no problem with them being nominated. The only issue is I think it may be too early. I mean, they're still active and top of their game.
Yeah, same thing. They'll get in. It's too early. There's some 70s bands that still need to go in way before them. 80s bands that need to go in way before them. Putting them up now is stupid. They're just trying to get people to go to their little Hall of Fame in Cleveland. And I like them too.
Again, I think it's just too early for them.
Yeah, go buy their new album, but not yet. It's too early. Yeah. But they'll get in.
Yeah, I think they, especially with the list that's here now, you know, these 16 that are nominated, Foo Fighters are huge, especially now. But and then the last nomination is for Rage Against the Machine. They might get my last vote, but they would probably be the fifth one in my list. You know, I would move Foo Fighters up over Rage, but, you know, I think Rage was very influential back when grunge was around. I think they were in my opinion, one of the better bands of that genre or that time period. But I'm kind of going back and forth between Foo Fighters and Rage.
Rage has been around longer than Foo Fighters. I like Rage a lot. Great live. They're huge in like New York, in the big cities, New York, LA. Didn't release that much music. I like the attitude. Not big on the political stuff, but there's a lot of power there. Definitely a rock band. They mix in the rap stuff, but it works. They're good, but...
And Tom Morello's a monster. Man, he is awesome. He uses a lot of effects, but he uses them well. You know, some people just use effects and it's just too much. It's like, what's the point of that? But his tone is always different. He seems to use it for the song really well, and I'm a big fan of his. So I think they get my fifth vote.
Okay, so yeah, go for it.
For me, it was the New York Dolls, Carole King, Todd Rundgren, Iron Maiden, and Rage.
Okay, I got the Go-Go's, Iron Maiden, Devo, Todd Rundgren, and Carole King.
All right.
Yeah, that's a diverse list.
Yeah, you can't argue with that.
Yeah, hopefully Iron Maiden gets in just because they're the only really metal band nominated this year. If they don't get in, there's something wrong. They got the wrong people voting. You got to look worldwide, not just U.S. But then again, Kate Bush is big in Europe, and she's nothing here. But who knows?
Yeah.
Go ahead and look and see what the current fan voting standings are.
The current fan vote is number one is this Fela Kuti.
Who?
Yeah, I think that is. I think that's a total vote by sarcasm. Or, you know, he has 199, just over 199,000 votes. And then Tina Turner is second with 192,000. Then come the Foo Fighters, and there's a big drop-off, 142,000. Then Iron Maiden with 134, and the Go-Go's with 125,000.
Okay.
Then Carole King is 121. Then there's another big drop-off, where Rage, Todd Rundgren, Dionne Warwick, Devo. So it seems like there's the three groups. There's the first two, Fela Kuti and Tina Turner. And I really think that's just a sarcastic vote. So
or he's, you know, got a, or he's got a hell of a social media presence. Who?
To me, it looks like it would be Tina Turner, Foo Fighters, Iron Maiden, the Go-Go's, and Carole King. I think we got a pretty, between you and I, we kind of voted for the top five.
Yeah, we'll see. If Iron Maiden doesn't get in, it's a total joke.
Yeah.
One of the biggest bands on the planet.
But again, the fan vote makes up one vote of all of the votes that are placed. So if all these critics say, oh, no, Dionne Warwick should be in there, you know, the fan vote's really going to mean nothing.
All right. Off the top of your head, can you come up with some names that you think should be nominated? 70s.
70s? I think UFO. Deep Purple's in, right?
Yes.
Thin Lizzy, for sure.
Okay.
Let's see. I would say, Grand Funk Railroad.
Yep.
The number of hits those guys had, crazy.
They're popular as hell, too.
Yeah, huge. So those would be my big three, I think.
Are you ready for my 70s ones?
Yeah.
Foreigner. Styx. Kansas.
Now, see, you're talking, they were in the 70s, but they were huge in the 80s.
Yeah, but they were huge in the 70s, too.
Yeah.
Grand Funk Railroad, for sure. Sweet. Slade. Those bands were huge in Europe and all around the world. Not so much in the United States, but glam is overlooked. AOR is overlooked, which is the, you know, the Foreigners and all that stuff. Scorpions. Huge German band. Thin Lizzy, for sure. One band that had a boatload of hits, but they didn't really write their own music. Three Dog Night. A lot of hits.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think the Guess Who is in.
Really?
I don't think so. Mm. Guess Who had a lot of hits. Yeah. Bachman-Turner Overdrive. Not in. But Bachman-Turner Overdrive. Guess Who had more hits, I think. That's just seven. Oh, in the late 70s, Pat Benatar.
Ugh.
And that's just 70s. I mean,
Pat Benatar was nominated, what?
Once.
Last year, the year before?
Yeah, Thin Lizzy was nominated. Pat Benatar was nominated. They didn't get in, even though they got a lot of fan votes. But the fan vote doesn't mean anything. In the 80s, people talk about Motley Crue. Yeah, I could see that. Then people seem to gloss over. They gloss over the, quote, hair bands. They gloss over the glam bands from the 70s. They ignore the AOR bands, the REO Speedwagons, though I don't think REO Speedwagons, maybe. But Foreigner and Styx for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
If you just look at I think Styx was the first band to have three double platinum albums in a row.
If you just went by Foreigner 4 and Paradise Theater, those two albums from Styx and Foreigner, they should be in. Just think of all the hits just on those two albums. It's crazy.
It's weird. It's kind of political. It's like, you know how the media is based in New York and L.A., and they don't like to really, they kind of make fun of the middle of America. And a lot of bands we like were huge in the middle of America. You know?
Yeah.
It's peculiar. I just don't know. They put down a lot of bands that make it there.
Yeah.
And they want to put in their own, quote, hip bands. It's nuts.
The bands from the coast.
Yeah. Crazy.
Well, there we are. We told everybody our opinions.
And if you don't like it,
and, well, it seems like a lot of people that listen to this show would probably agree with us.
Yeah, and if sorry we didn't play any games this week, but we'll have plenty of those games for you in coming
weeks.
Yeah,
this is more informational.
Yeah.
I do find it funny that the bottom two of the fan vote are LL Cool J and Jay-Z.
Yeah, great hip-hop artists, not rock and roll.
Yeah.
But which means they'll probably, one of them will get in.
Yeah. Well, you know, when Iron Maiden gets into the hip-hop Hall of Fame, then we can talk.
Yeah. Unbelievable. All right. On that note, I'll see you next week.
All right, cool.